1.5 years for bodywork in water, and I was curious to bring a new pedagogy because I've been training Watsu, water dance, and healing dance, which are three types of bodywork on water, which are really precise, which I learned for hours and hours. And during my training, I always thought, why don't we use improvisation? It comes really at the end, and most people who are not used to improvise, they are totally stuck in their brain when it comes to do something different. And I thought also it was quite a long way to learn. But I waited quite a long time to teach it, and I went first to a process to combine this with contact in water, contact improvisation. Which is for me different because this form is totally interactive, and there my interest is to change the state of being passive, which is a bliss when you receive a session. Maybe for people who don't know how is it bodywork in water, first, it's like you are floating like this, totally relaxed, and the other one is manipulating you, and you wear floats here, which have the to have buoyancy, and so you can be totally danced by someone. And this is a really a blissful state where you can go to an interior travel and go to deep state, also of regression, before birth, and things like that. So I was also interested in the interactivity when you reach that state of letting go of dreaming in a way. And at the same time, you are totally present. For example, being blind, and I experience three-dimensionality, and I start to react a bit, yeah, to have this kind of state. And then I asked myself, well, can I teach that differently than what I learned? And it was really a question. I didn't know if it would work. And I started to give a training over four modules of 4 days, first in Berlin, and then I had to move the place to south of France. And it really works beautifully, and I'm really happy because I welcome people with a bit of experience. I kind of sorted out people who have bodywork experience, any kind, sense of touch, who are familiar to dancing, doesn't have to be contact, but that they like to dance and who feel comfortable in water, who are not afraid and with big traumas. But then I have people who have been doing different kinds of bodywork in water, who are already very experienced, and others who are starting. And it's a group of about 12 people. So for me, it brings a question, how to bring these people together and how can I transmit principles who are interesting for everybody. So I started to work on movement principle, like how to create waves with your body in the space. So when you do it on the studio first, and then when you go in water but solo, how you transition with that in a group, and then how can you start to interact with someone having the feet on the ground, and then how can you start to dance someone with that. And what I like about this is how people get creative with that. They're not stuck in a form. I try to not use a name for a figure, for example, but let's try different waves. And I show them maybe two kind of waves, and I let them invent new ones. And it's very satisfying for me to see that they are so creative, and that I don't want to get a copy of me. I want to see new things developing. This is really something I appreciate, and yeah. And maybe a question I would like to share with you, if you want to come to me. This is a question, how to work with different people with having different levels, so that everyone feel this is interesting for me, that they don't think, yes, this I know already, I did it twice. To awaken the curiosity of people. Also a bit of patience for the others, and also for people who are giving trainings, how to interest people from the beginning to do a whole training and not just a taster. Yeah, so if you have some experience, I'm happy if you come to me and give me some advice.